is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. No matter where you live in the metropolitan region, the coming weekend is your chance to expand your experience. If you have never visited Gorman Farm or Fernald Preserve in Hamilton County, Big Bone Lick in Boone County, or the Cincinnati Nature Preserve in Claremont County, or the Oxbow in Dearborn County in Indiana, the Great Outdoor Weekend is the ticket. There will be 100 free, so that's free tickets, free opportunities to explore nature, to get comfortable being out in nature. To discuss the Great Outdoor Weekend, we are joined by the Executive Director of Imago and co-chair of the Green Umbrella Outdoor Action Team, Chris Clements.
Hi.
The Outdoor Programs and Outreach Market Coordinator for REI and co-chair of the Green Umbrella Outdoor Action Team, Owen Neiswanger.
Hello.
Hello. And the Director of Tri-State Trails for Green Umbrella, Wade Johnston.
Hi.
Hi. It's really good to have all three of you here. If you would like to join our discussion, call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. All right. So welcome, everybody. And Chris, let's start with just basic question. This is called a sampler weekend. What's the goal of the Great Outdoor Weekend here?
That's a great question. When we started planning this event, and this is the 15th year of the event, it was recognizing an opportunity to get people outside and getting to know some of the places in the region that they might not have known about. So it was modeled after what's now Arts Wave, but was the Fine Arts Sampler. And we looked at the fact that they were having the arts community was having great success getting people outdoor or not outdoors, out in the art community and learning like what was happening in the art community, seeing new places. We thought that's a really wonderful vehicle. So we started Great Outdoor Weekend with that same sense of just, hey, folks, like the Cincinnati region is replete with all these wonderful outdoor opportunities, environmental opportunities, things that you probably don't know about, some things you do know about. And this is a great weekend to get to know them.
Owen, is the fall the right time to be doing this? Is this a good time to get people out there?
Absolutely. Fall is my favorite time to adventure. We're pretty much past the heat of summer, so you can go outside from sun up to sundown and not sweat too bad. And we really get to experience
fewer bugs,
and we get to experience the richness of the outdoors that Cincinnati has to offer. This is one of the greenest cities in the country, and when we live here all the time, drive to work, drive home, we don't always get the chance to recognize just how beautiful and like Chris said, replete with great opportunities to connect with nature that exists in the city.
Well, Wade, one of the things that really strikes me as I look at the lineup is the geographic spread. This is not a city of Cincinnati function. This is not a Hamilton County function. This is truly a regional function. So who are you after? Who do you hope comes to this?
Well, you know, we've got a 10-county footprint in greater Cincinnati that Green Umbrella serves, and we've got 42 different host organizations in 9 counties. And so over the course of 2 days, you, like Chris and Owen have touched on, you can go experience all different kinds of adventures. We're trying to get individuals who might like to go outside on the weekends or maybe don't get out as much as they would like to. So we want to show people what amazing opportunities our region has to experience, whether it's kayaking or biking or hiking or just learning about nature.
So as you go into the fall and the winter, I think some people, especially when they think about winter, can say, oh, well, that's not a time to be outside. But I know that's one of my favorite times to go hiking because the woods are really different in the winter than they are in the spring or the summer.
You can see a lot farther.
Well, you can see a lot farther, but there's just a different sense of the quality of the air, if there's snow on the ground. I mean, there's just a really different sense of that. So this whole thing, because it's a sampler, it's an idea of not just this weekend, but hopefully people will discover things that they come back to and say, oh, I'm going to do that again, or exactly. I'm going to really spend more time with
this. Right, exactly. Yep, yeah.
And if you had young families, if you had children, say, in elementary school, I don't know, Chris, would there be a couple of these activities that you would think would be particularly interesting to families?
Definitely. So I actually have a young family, not so young anymore. My kids are 13 and 11.
That's still pretty young.
Sure. Relatively speaking, they're a little less interested in doing things with dad than they were before. But we still – one of our favorite things to do is still get in the water. So there's a number of really cool opportunities to get in the water. There's creeking opportunities. The Great Parks is running a whole set of creek adventures where you just have to go look for the coolest thing that you could find in a creek. So I think that's, for me as a parent of relatively young ones, that's always a fun opportunity to do something.
What are some of the cool things you can find in a creek besides the water?
Well, a lot of things that you probably didn't know were in there, and some things that you were kind of like, that's interesting. So crayfish is probably the one that we most know about, right? We, you know, flip over a rock and there's a crayfish and they're fun to look at. But our creeks in this area, most of them are relatively healthy, and there's a lot of what we would call macroinvertebrates. So essentially insect larvae. So you flip over these rocks and you'll find caddisfly larvae, and they look like these gnarly, creepy-looking bugs, but they're tiny, and those are fun. You know, you can even look at in a caddisfly, for example. They make this this nest of rocks around them as a home, as a shelter.
They move the rocks?
They don't. Well, the rocks are tiny, so yes, okay. They're tiny. That would be scary. they don't move the rocks. The big rocks, they move tiny little pebbles, if you will, gravel, if you will, and they make little homes out of that. They glue these homes together. So just even finding those in creeks, that's a really fun opportunity. And the nice thing about that is when we look for these things, not only are we having a great time and connecting with nature, we're also learning about the health of streams, because that's a wonderful way when we have this really rich diversity of bugs in our streams and crayfish and fish, we know that those are healthy streams as well.
Oh, and what are some of the opportunities here that are listed that maybe you find particularly interesting?
Sure. I'm really excited about some of the community partners that we've been able to mobilize to get involved in Great Outdoor Weekend, particularly bringing some stuff to the urban core. One of those that REI is going to be at is Fit Fest in Washington Park. That's happening Saturday from 9 to 1. And that's an accessibility-related event. So it's kind of the capstone to LAD's International Film Festival that's happening in Over the Rhine all this week. But that's going to be a great opportunity for folks to discover different ways that they can get active in the outdoors beyond the traditional everybody's got to get up this mountain or ride their bike down this path sort of ideal. And we'll be there trying to educate folks on how to keep their bikes working really well. That's one thing I'm really excited about. The Isaac Walton League is also back involved in Great Outdoor Weekend for the first time in a couple years. And they're going to get folks out on the river, on the Little Miami. That's going to be a really fun event to be at. All kinds of just fabulous things. The Spacewalk is another one of
All
my
right.
favorites.
What is the Spacewalk? I saw this, but I wasn't quite sure from the description what it is. What's the Spacewalk?
So the Spacewalk is something
where that's a park pretty far away, by the way.
That's not in the 10-county area.
So if you are busy this weekend and you can't make any of the scheduled events, Spacewalk is there all the time. It's a really neat installation along the Mill Creek Greenway Trail, right along Solway Park.
They're in Northside.
They're down in Northside, and it is a solar-powered scale model of our solar system where you can start at the sun on one end. And it's very accessible. It's not hilly. You could do it. Just about anybody mobile can do it. And the distance between the solar-powered installations, which are lit up at night, is scale to the universe. It's really neat.
Where is that? I bike and I drive down Spring Grove Avenue all the time.
It's right there. Right. So do you know where the ball fields are in Solway? It's along the fence there, along the Mill Creek.
Over by the creek.
Over by the creek, yeah. And as you walk past the planetary installations, you can take a look down at the creek and see the creek at night.
Okay. What's really beautiful, too, about the creek these days, you know, it used to be a very polluted urban stream, is that now you look out into the water and you can see all kinds of fish. You can see turtles. You can see heron. It's amazing, the life that's right there in the middle of the city. And at this time of the year, they also have an edible garden along the trail that is ripe with pears and apples. So
I was actually in the Mill Creek last Saturday with the Mill Creek Alliance, and there were osprey over the Mill Creek. It's really a recovering urban stream.
I'm a member of the Mill Creek Yacht Club.
Yeah. As am I. Nice.
And there you go. And I've been dumped in the Mill Creek too.
And you live to tell the tale.
We won't go into that. There's another one here, and I'm not sure who wants to take this one on, but tag a monarch butterfly that's going to – that's the name of the event. It's going to happen at Fernald. Who knows about that? I mean, that sounds really fascinating because I guess this is the migratory season, right?
Yep.
But there are some things about the migration bird walk at Burnett Woods. But what about this monarch butterfly thing?
So I believe that the Tag the Monarch Butterfly event is a citizen science experiment, so to speak, where as the monarchs are traveling south in their migratory pattern, they capture them and they do a little training beforehand about how to put a tag on the monarch so that when it reaches its destination or comes back, people can have the opportunity to log that and track where the monarchs have gone.
Because it will be this generation that makes the migration
this
and
is the
goes to Mexico and then comes back. So this is the time of the year that generation is out there. That's really neat. I mean, I had not – that one caught my eye right away. There's also some things at that are very, very basic at Cincinnati Nature Center, but one is primitive fire starting followed by marshmallow roast. Which,
if you get the fire started, yeah.
They go in tandem.
Get the fire started. So I presume we're talking about, just having it sort of
flint and steel.
Flint and steel, okay. And then there's also at the Nature Center black walnut cracking. Anybody who's ever been involved with that knows it's not necessarily the easiest thing to do, right?
No, absolutely not. In fact, so the walnuts that we have around here are edible. They're closely related to the English walnuts that you would buy in a store. But the big difference between an English walnut and the black walnuts that are native to this area is that the shell is incredibly hard. So I have a neighbor who grew up in eastern Kentucky, and he would talk about how they would collect the black walnuts and they would put them out in the driveway and then just run over them with a car. That's just how hard the walnuts are. But once you get it open, obviously there's the reward of being able to eat the meat of the walnut.
My wife had an aunt, and my Christmas present for years was homemade black walnut cookies. And you knew how valuable those were because of all the work
it took to
get the walnut so that you can make the cookies. And the cookies were good.
It's got a nice citrus flavor that's a little different from a regular walnut.
Oh, yeah, very definitely. It's distinctive, but take some work and take some effort there. There's also I was thinking for a young family, there's the great outdoor scavenger hunt at Woodland Mound. Plus, Woodland Mound might be one of those places that people haven't explored. I mean, it's far enough out from the center that maybe they haven't explored. So what about the great outdoor scavenger hunt? Anybody want to jump on that one?
I think that the premise of this event is that there will be a window of time from 1 to 4 p.m. on either Saturday or Sunday. You can go up there and get a sheet from Great Parks, and they'll give you a series of things to find, whether it's wildlife or plants, and then you track it, you come back, and you turn it in, and you get a prize. So this one is one that is rewarding as well.
There you go, which adults and kids like. Yeah. So there's also the chance just to go to Big Bone Lick, which I take from reading the description, it's just really going to be open. And if people have not been to Big Bone and do not know how important it is that Thomas Jefferson, when he was in the presidency, was bringing bones of mammoths to the White House in order to exhibit them and trying to figure out what these bones really stood for, and because there's all kinds of science that was yet not clear, whole evolutionary science wasn't clear yet. So if you've not been to Big Bone, this is your chance. We've got a caller who's called in, and I want to try to make sure he gets on. Ken, you have a question?
Yes, sir. This is Ken with Butler County Pheasants Forever. I just want to let everyone know, since it is getting ready to be hunting season, go ahead and make sure your kids and your dog and yourself, you have your fluorescent orange or fluorescent pink. It just makes everyone safer, and God forbid somebody get lost, it makes it easier to find.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Speaking of getting lost, there are opportunities for folks to learn how to navigate with a map and a compass if that's something that they're interested in doing. And if you want to stay far away from where anyone is hunting, the best opportunity for that is downtown, actually, at Sawyer Point on Sunday. Orienteering Cincinnati is going to be showing people how to navigate with a map and a compass and do some basic orienteering.
So when you say orienteering, is that a nice word for map reading?
Essentially, well, so most people, when they're trying to figure out how to get from one point to another, are going to pull out their phone and pull up Google Maps. But
yeah, today, I guess.
Yeah, it's true of hikers, a lot of hikers as well. But the reality is it's really valuable to be able to find your way by putting a map and a compass in tandem together, because your compass will do more than show you where north is, it turns out. You can use it to find your way from one place to another. And those skills are important, and it's really neat that you can learn that for free this weekend.
And if you're more interested in the Google Maps type adventure, there's a geocaching event on Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon in Forest Run Metro Park in Butler County.
So, I mean, the point here is there is something sort of for everybody in this weekend. And the one of the things here I think it's worth pointing out is that there are going to be opportunities for people who maybe have limited mobility. And also, I'd like someone here to talk about, Chris, maybe, of the values of getting out into nature on a regular basis that go beyond just, oh, gee, I discovered the slug in the creek.
Yeah. The caddisfly larva. Yep. So this is something that our organization, Imago, really talks about a lot. And it's this wonderful intersection between when we get folks out in nature, people are happier and they're healthier. So there's a lot of great science now that talks about how the more time you spend in nature, the better it is for you, both physically but also emotionally as well. And there's even really some of the science is really fascinating where you don't even always have to be necessarily in nature in this wilderness area, but just being around trees can make a really positive impact in your life. But then the second part about that, which is also really interesting, is that as you spend time in nature, you start to develop this relationship with nature and you become more connected and more invested in nature and thus become a better environmental citizen. So that's another thing. So obviously people benefit from spending time in nature, but ultimately the environment benefits as well too.
Society as a whole. Yeah. So I want to thank Chris Clements, Owen Nieswanger and Wade Johnston, all representing the great outdoor weekend, and have a great weekend. I'm sure, let's hope for good weather and that people really come out and take advantage of this great opportunity.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our programs are available on the website wvxu.org. I'm Dan Hurley.